You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
There was a very... Look, I'm going to throw out a disclaimer here that I really want to make sure that people hear. This is the sweetest woman. I love her. She listens to our show on a regular basis. Sweet, sweet, sweet lady. Now, having said that, she came into the radio station and I was summoned to the lobby. Dom, you have a guest in the lobby. Dom, you have a guest in the lobby. And I go down there. There's a sweet lady and she had a... I don't know, a flyer and a bag full of all sorts of what are known as, quote, healthy treats. And she wanted me to do a big advocacy thing on the air that all people should stop giving out Halloween candy to trick-or-treaters and only give out healthy treats. And she said, Dom, you work with children. So I expect you to get on board with this. Ooh. You know, she gave me the sweet smile. She didn't say it like that. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? She's like, oh, you work with kids. You know, you talk in schools. And so this is something you're going to be behind, I'm sure. And the whole time I just smiled and nodded. And I said, thank you. And I took her flyer. And I said, this is really interesting. Thank you. And deep down inside, I'm saying, God, I love this lady. She's so sweet. I don't want to hand out healthy treats at Halloween.
And into the trash that little package went.
Yep. No.
Is that what I saw you throwing away?
No, the truth of the matter is I ate the healthy
stuff. Oh, okay.
I mean, it was there. It was
right,
healthy.
Yeah.
It was healthy.
Snacks.
So, positions, everybody, you all know.
We talked
that houses in your neighborhood are going to have this.
We were kind of chatting about this a little bit off the air yesterday, and I was appalled. It's like, it's the time of year where these kids. It's like the one time where they gorge themselves on chocolate and sugar. And
well, that's not true.
What do you mean one time?
Well, it's the one time.
What are you talking about?
Well,
it's all year.
It's expected. This is expected. It's the one night where they are expected to get a bag full of crap
so that we can steal from it.
Exactly. Well, the smarties. But I was thinking about it this morning, and I've kind of changed my position on this.
Okay.
I'm for it.
For what?
I'm for handing out the treats. Healthy treats?
You want to be the Raisin House.
We live in a different time, you guys. It's a different time.
We have childhood obesity, Jeremy.
Childhood obesity, and I'm around a lot of these kids. A lot of 5-6-year-olds, and
why?
They have That's different weird. Lifestyles. They have a more healthy lifestyle, and I feel like this would be a hit. Not to mention, we've got a bunch of sissy, wussy, little Nancy kids that... Peanut allergies. I'm going to say it. Peanut allergies. Does this have soy in it? Is this made with...
The gluten-free houses.
Is this gluten-free?
You can give out crayons.
Is this
crayons
made
are
with,
healthy.
With rice sweetener. And I feel like these healthy snacks, these kids would be like, yes, Kashi! My favorite! I think they would be a hit nowadays.
You know,
it's a different time,
yeah.
You guys. It's a different time.
Because if you think about it, because there's the whole teal pumpkin thing,
right,
that's going
that
around.
Whole
so
thing.
if you walk up to a house with a teal pumpkin, it means that they are gluten-free friendly. So that so that they'll have a treat for the kids that can't get the Reese's peanut butter cups or the Snickers or the Jawbreakers or whatever. So and it's usually like a non-edible treat. Like I said, so like crayons or I don't know, like a toothbrush or something really cool like that. So I imagine that those kids, they really can't participate in so much. So yeah, maybe they would be excited when they finally are able to be like, yay.
Should
I just,
each house have I two different mix. Like choices? Should
Ooh,
every
right.
house have like a like it's almost like two different aisles.
Two different bowls.
Right. And one bowl is full of Reese's peanut butter cups and such.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is full of
dry rice cakes.
You'd have to
unsalted with no butter.
Maybe you have three choices.
Carbs,
one is
though.
The Reese's peanut butter cups.
Mm-hmm.
One is your Kashi raisins or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the third is non-food item altogether.
Is air.
Like quarters.
Your kids want a scoop of air?
Quarters.
I went to I remember a
change jar.
Somebody was handing out quarters. Is there a treat that can like just be all encompassing? Like what
right.
about like fruit leather or something? Is that still
mm-hmm.
a thing?
No, it's too much sugar.
Too much sugar.
What if it's like the organic crap with less
right,
sugar?
Right, it's cane sugar though.
What if we asked
our
listeners to call and talk about how they handle this? Talking about trick-or-treating, very nice lady was encouraging me to encourage people to make all houses candy-free for Halloween. And I like the idea of houses maybe having a selection or a choice. That way you can help the kids who can't have that kind of stuff or something like that. But trying to advocate that all children have no candy for Halloween, I can't get on board with that personally. I like the idea of kids having choices out there.
I think these kids would like these healthy choices.
Jeremy,
switch it all to whole grain Halloween.
How about puppies? Can we just give out puppies?
Here's Jen. Good morning, Jen. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you want to say about this?
Well, I have a kiddo who has food allergies, and at the end of the night, he has this huge pile of candy, like his brother, and then when we take out all the stuff that could make him go into anaphylaxis, he has left with this tiny pile of candy, and it's really sad.
Little buddy.
So what do you think houses should do in that case?
Well, for us, and we would love it if other people would, is the Teal Pumpkin Program, but it's for people with food allergies. So you offer a non-food treat.
Like a puppy.
Yeah, like an eraser or something.
A puppy would be great.
Let's not be irresponsible and start suggesting people give out pets. But I will say that my notion of a treat has changed as my life has, gone by. And what I consider a treat today is not what I considered a treat when I was 10. So who's to say when they go trick or treating, what that treat could be? It doesn't have to be food.
Like a little shooter.
Or little bottles of hand sanitizer. That's important.
Yeah,
why not?
I like it.
Little hand sanitizer.
Jen, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great Halloween, okay?
Say hi to your kid for us.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Here's
poor little guy.
I know. Here's Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hi, how are you this morning?
We're good. What are you recommending?
So my husband and I started giving out little containers of Play-Doh, and it was a huge hit in our neighborhood.
Oh, what a great idea.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would hit up your house.
Like that or Silly Putty.
No, it's Play-Doh.
Any of the kids can play with it. The little kids and even like the teenagers were excited about
it. Yeah, who wouldn't? I'm an adult. You give me some Play-Doh, I'll start playing with it.
Technically, you can still eat it, too, technically.
Yeah. I would huff it.
Salty.
So good.
It's a great idea, Katie. Thanks for being on
the
show.
That's expensive, though.
That's what I was going to say.
No, they're not.
They're not.
The little
tiny
ones are cheap, yeah.
Okay.
Less than a buck.
Well, the average number of kids who come by your house has probably decreased over the years.
True.
It used to be thousands, and now you might get a couple dozen or something. But if you got like 30 little things of Play-Doh, would it cost more than buying all those bags of candy? I mean, they gouge you on candy anyway.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
I like that. Here's Hugh. Hello, Hugh.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're all wonderful. What do you want to add to this conversation?
Well, we just always buy the junk food because the last 3 years, driveway sort of on the dark side of the street, and we don't get any trick-or-treaters. That way we have a bunch left over for us that we like.
So. Oh, all right.
But I was going to say my daughter came home 1 year after trick-or-treating. She had a whole head of cabbage in her bag.
A what? A head of cabbage?
What?
A whole head of cabbage. I guess the guy had run out of candy, so he
emptying his fridge.
So he's like, here, make some coleslaw.
Have some stinky farts.
God. Damn funny, Hugh.
That's pretty good. He's just dropping whatever.
That might be one of our topics next week. The most unusual thing you or your kids have ever received in their trick-or-treat bag.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That was one, and my daughter got a little box of the, freeze-dried hash browns one time.
From the same guy?
Again, not that bad.
I don't know if it's the same house or not. Maybe he's just cleaning out the kitchen.
Hugh, that's the call of the day. I hope you have a wonderful Friday, okay, buddy?
Hey, thanks. Take care.
Thanks.
Neighborhood?
That's so funny. Here's an evil Heather on line 4. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
What do you got for me?
Well, so I think it's okay to hand out unhealthy treats. It's the one time of year where my kids really do get to eat unhealthy. But having said that, I've got a daughter with celiac, and I've got a really good friend who has a child with type 1 diabetes, and it could be absolutely depressing holiday for them.
Yeah,
so
I understand that. Yeah, so we like this idea of choices when people take their kids to a house.
Yeah, cabbage or Reese's.
I mean, really, is it going to cost you any more? It's not. It's you're buying half of the other stuff.
Right.
It's not. And they get so much candy. We still have Halloween candy left over from last year.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, crunchy.
But when the girls look, when they come home with their candy, one of the things we have them do is they get to choose, what candy they don't want. And the bigger the pile, the next morning, the Halloween fairy leaves them something.
Oh,
like a little pair of Uggs or something.
An Xbox.
Yeah, something that they're willing to give up more candy for. So that makes
what did they get last year from their little pile of candy?
From the Halloween fairy.
Yeah, what did that witch bring?
You know, books.
Okay, well, I'm on board with that.
Books, Babysitter Club.
I love it. Good for you. Listen, Heather, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Bye.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.